So being that this Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh, so Rabbi Feiner, who is away for Shabbos, asked me to speak tonight a little bit about Rosh Chodesh benching. Interesting topic, and it's something that I actually never looked into till today. So we'll start off like this. In Parshas Bo, we know that we have the mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded us coming out of Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashanah. So the Rambam and the Ramban have a famous machlokes exactly how to count this mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Is it considered one mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah? That's considered one big global mitzvah, which is to make sure that the calendar is fixed and to make sure all the Yom Tovim fall out when they're supposed to. Make sure everything's in order. That's one sheet in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim feel, no, it's two separate mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh. One is a separate mitzvah to do Ibra Hashanah, when it so calls for in such a situation. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin does give us different guidelines about when we're Ma'abed the Shana and when we're not, and what are the qualifications in order to make an Ibra Hashanah. It's not such a simple matter. We don't just make it arbitrarily. We don't just say that any time when Chachamim want to decide to make an Ibra Hashanah, that works. So that has to be calculated very carefully. Rav Soloveitchik was famous for explaining that this mitzvah, it's clear that this mitzvah of Ibra Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh is really a mitzvah that's mutal on the Bezdin. That's what's clear in the Rambam when he discusses about Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over that there are two separate types of roles that Bezdin plays at different times in the Jewish calendar. So sometimes Bezdin plays the role of the Supreme Court, that when we have a very serious issue and there's no one who knows how to take care of it, there's no one who knows how to pass in the Shaila, so that we'll go to the Supreme Court. We'll go to Bezdin and they're going to decide whether or not the halacha is like this Bezdin or like the other Bezdin or like this rabbi or the other rabbi. So the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin are the ones that are going to decide in such a case. So that's role number one that the Bezdin plays. Role number two that they play is that they are the physical representation of Klal Yisrael, meaning there are certain dinim where you need the entirety of Klal Yisrael to agree upon in order for this specific din to fall into play. So therefore, since we can't have the whole Klal Yisrael come together and actually make a decision, so we have representatives, that the Beis Din is the representatives of Klal Yisrael, and they are the ones who can decide on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Rambam says, by Kiddush HaChodesh, where we do need the consent of the entire Klal Yisrael, it's something that Klal Yisrael has to agree to do a Kiddush HaChodesh or an Ibra Hashanah. So Beis Din then plays that role of the representation of Klal Yisrael, and they are the ones who are going to decide whether or not to do a Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibra Hashanah. Yeah?
When they agree. When they see the moon, that's it.
What's the big deal, right? So they have to decide what?
What's to agree?
Sometimes you have a question whether we should make this Chodesh Malei, Chodesh Chaser. Sometimes we have a question whether we should make an Ibra Hashanah. So what do you do in such a case? So this is something that is Klal Yisrael has to take care of, which is, it's interesting that you raise that point, because the Rambam himself says that who are the ones who make up Klal Yisrael? Who's the defining characteristic of Klal Yisrael? Who do we count in that big definition? Who is that? So the Rambam writes a very famous line that the only people who count as Klal Yisrael are the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Not just a general statement that anyone who's Jewish counts as Klal Yisrael. Only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are counted in Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that even if there are only 10 Amoratzim who live in Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of Klal Yisrael lives in Chutz La'aretz, they are the ones who are called Klal Yisrael. And it's up to them to decide when Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah actually have to be. So it's interesting that that's the defining characteristic of Klal Yisrael, means you have to live in Eretz Yisrael, number one. And whenever we need a din, which has to be with the consent of Klal Yisrael, so that's when we turn to the Beis Din to do it on our behalf, because we can't obviously get the entire Klal Yisrael to agree on anything.
In times that they wanted to make a legal Kaddish, so they closed the Beis Din doors, but this is nobody to come to. These are the decisions that they make.
Yeah. That could be such a thing. So over here we have an interesting minhag nowadays, which most of the Rishonim write. Most of the Sifrei Minhagim, the Yireim, when he discusses it, the Shibali Aleket, and others, when they discuss the minig of benching Rosh Chodesh, they say that it's a minig that the Rishonim instituted. There are those who say, I saw the Marsham this afternoon, the Marsham writes that he dated it back already to a Yerushalmi, but most assume that it was the Rishonim who started this minig to do Rosh Chodesh benching. So what is it? It says the Yireim in Simei Reish Nun Tes. Mashanagu ha'olam lahagid Chodesh b'Shabbos. This that we say, Rosh Chodesh benching on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, so he says, that's not supposed to be a Kiddush HaChodesh, because nowadays we have no Kiddush HaChodesh. He says for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's before the Chodesh comes in, so you can't have a Kiddush HaChodesh alav bizmana. That doesn't make any sense. So he says it can't really be a Kiddush HaKadosh. Number two, he says we don't have a Gazdin. So each shul is getting up and deciding that it should be Rosh Chodesh. That doesn't make any sense. And he says, number three, the Gemara tells us clearly that Hillel HaSheni, the Rambam quotes this Gemara, that Hillel HaSheni set up the calendar, and now it's already going on its own cycle. So we don't need to do the Kiddush HaKadosh anymore. So what is this all about? So says the Yireim that this is obviously not a real Kiddush HaKadosh when we get up on Shabbos and we do Rosh Chodesh benching. He says, all this is just simply a hachbraza. All we're doing is announcing that, by the way, this coming week is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Why do we need to do that? So he says, because there are specific dinim that we need to make sure we fulfill on Rosh Chodesh. For example, we have to say Hallel. For example, we need to say Yalav Yavo. He says there is a minig of the women as well not to do Malacha, and Tzadikim Anshei Maisa also don't do Malacha. So he says, therefore, we have to make sure to make this announcement to Shabbos before, to remind everybody that, by the way, this week you have to remember to recite Yalav Yavo, you have to remember to say Hallel, and you also have to remember that the wives should not do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we do it before. The Shibali HaLeket adds on, why is it that we do it on Shabbos? Why don't we just get up at Maariv the night before and say, by the way, tonight is Rosh Chodesh, make sure you say Yalav Yavo, tomorrow morning make sure you say Hallel. So he says, because we didn't generally have that many people in shul on a regular weeknight as we have on Shabbos. So he said, since everybody comes on Shabbos, so we make sure to make the announcement when most are going to be in shul so that everybody will be reminded. But the Shibali HaLeket says in his community, the minig was, number one, to do Rosh Chodesh benching the Shabbos before. Number two, to do it the night of Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, you make an announcement, by the way, tonight's Rosh Chodesh, and make sure you say Yalav Yavo, make sure you say Hallel tomorrow as well. So that's the way the Shibali HaLeket quotes this minig. The Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Yud Zayin writes a very interesting thing. He says that when we say the Birchas HaChodesh, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we're supposed to stand at the time when we recite it. We know that's the minig, everybody stands. So where does this come from? Kiva Eger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch there picks up on this comment of the Magen Avraham, and he says, I'm not sure where the Magen Avraham got it from. The Magen Avraham says that this is based on the same way Beis Din used to stand when they would be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, so too we should stand nowadays as a Zecher V'Alma to the way they used to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Ask the Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not true. We have Mefurash Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Dalet, that seems to state very clearly that the Beis Din used to sit when they did the Kiddush HaKadosh. So where in the world is the Magen Avraham getting this halacha from, that we have to stand nowadays for Kiddush HaKadosh the same way they used to stand when they were Mekadosh L'Chodesh then? Eight is what? Oh, so you're saying the rabbi should sit down because he's like the Beis Din, and everyone should stand. So it's interesting. It's pretty close to what the Mishnah Yavetz writes. I saw today Mishnah Yavetz writes something interesting. There is a machlokes ha'achronim, the Turi Eben and Rabbi Yochum Tishel Perlau, exactly what is the status of the Klal Yisrael in the Kiddush HaKadosh. So, like you said, the Gemara does tell us in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chaf Dalet Chaf Hey that what used to happen, what was the process? Beis Din used to be Makabel the Edim. Then Beis Din, the Rosh Beis Din, used to say Mekudosh HaKadosh. He would make the Psak. And then all those who were standing around him would say Mekudosh Mekudosh. All the Tzibur who were there would make that proclamation. So the Achronim have a Machlokas. Is that proclamation of the Tzibur, is that Ma'akev or not? Is that something that's just a nice thing to do? Because if we happen to be standing around, we should agree with the Psak of the Beis Din and say Mekudosh. Or is it, no, it's Likuba. It's a very essential part of the Kiddush HaKadosh itself. So the Mishnah Yavetz assumes that this is an essential part of the Kiddush HaKadosh. That Klal Yisrael, who's standing in the room, whichever bystanders there are, have to recite Mekudosh Mekudosh. So he says as follows, that the Gemara tells us in Shavuos on Daf Lamed that when you have a Din Torah, so you have the Dayanim are supposed to be sitting, and the Bali Din are supposed to be standing when the Psak Din is given. So he says, when Kiddush HaKadosh is made as a decision for Klal Yisrael, so it's as if the Beis Din are the Dayanim, and it's as if Klal Yisrael are the ones who are the Bali Dinim, because Beis Din is deciding on our behalf what exactly we're going to be doing in the coming month. When is Rosh Chodesh going to be? When are we going to be keeping Pesach? So therefore he says that maybe the reason why the Magen Avraham writes that you're supposed to stand, like you said, is because the same way the Gemara says that the Klal Yisrael, who was standing around at the time of the Kiddush HaKadosh, used to shout out Mekudosh Mekudosh and stand up when they said that. So maybe over here also, that's why we stand as well, to make a Zecher to that which they used to do by the Kiddush HaKadosh. There is another reason which is quoted why we stand for the Kiddush HaKadosh, and that is, I saw this today, there's a new kuntres that came out, someone put out, Rabbi Adler put out a kuntres on Birchas HaKadosh. So he has a whole bunch of biurim, so I saw this today in his kuntres, that he writes that The reason why we stand for Birchas HaChodesh is because we're going to be Magbiya the Sefer Torah. We pick up the Sefer Torah, and we know that the din is whenever the Sefer Torah is in motion, so we're supposed to stand up. You're not allowed to sit. Why is it that we take out a Sefer Torah? What's that about? So there is a whole long discussion about that. Why exactly we take it out? There's an issue because the Shulchan Aruch does paskin in Hilchos Tefillah and Siman Tzadi Vav that a person is not allowed to hold anything when he davens. He says that he's not allowed to hold his Sefer Torah, he's not allowed to hold a pair of tefillin, he's not allowed to hold something very expensive, some jewelry. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to do that. Someone did raise a question recently that there are those who daven with a phone, right? They have the davening on the phone. So someone actually raised an issue recently, how exactly are you allowed to daven off of a phone? Isn't that a violation, a direct violation of what the Shulchan Aruch says, that something that's expensive, I'm not allowed to hold in my hand while I daven? So you're going to say it's a sitter, so it helps me daven.
No, an expensive sitter.
So you're saying I'm not allowed to hold an expensive antique sitter either. So that's what many people say, that, what do you mean? I'm using it to enhance my tefillah. But on the other hand, if I drop my phone and it breaks in the middle of davening, I'm going to be very annoyed. So I am very concerned when I hold it in the middle of davening. So it is a question. Not so simple.
Is the Machaber talking about tefillah? He's not talking about tefillah Shemoneh Esrei.
He's talking about tefillah Shemoneh Esrei.
Right. As opposed to Kiddush HaChodesh.
Oh, so we didn't get to Kiddush HaChodesh yet. So we didn't get there. But the question is, how are you allowed to hold it?
So I'm saying, yes, that's not necessarily tefillah in the same sense as tefillah.
Oh, so you're saying an answer.
Yes.
Oh, so we didn't get there yet. So good. So good, you're right. So the Taz over there does say what you're saying. And he says, well, listen, maybe you don't have to have as much kavana when you're saying Birchas HaChodesh. It's not as serious as when you say Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mechaber, when he says you're not allowed to hold anything, is just talking about during Shemoneh Esrei. And over here, when we pick up the Sefer Torah, so we don't need as much kavanah. So says the Taz, so why do we pick it up though? Where does that come from? He still didn't explain what the reason is. So he says maybe it's because people are mezalzel in this tefillah, because it's not from the original Anshik Nesagdol, it's only from a minig of the Rishonim. So he says, we try to give extra chashivas to the tefillah because we want that people should take it more seriously and we should have more kavanah, so when there's a Sefer Torah involved, people are going to be a little more serious about that tefillah. However, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, he says maybe we don't need that. So the Taz goes back and forth. He's not sure exactly why we do it. My father told me today that Rav Soloveitchik used to say a different shot. He said that since we know that Klal Yisrael has to be involved in the Kiddush HaChodesh, we know that Klal Yisrael has to be involved in being Kobeah the Chadashim and the Yom Tovim. So he said that the Ma'achid of Klal Yisrael, what brings Klal Yisrael together, that is the Torah. Like Rav Sadia Gaon says, Einu Moseinu Uma Ela B'Shvila Torah, that the only reason that we are bound together is because we're all going toward the same goal. It's because we're all learning the same Torah, we're all fulfilling the same mitzvahs. So that is what brings us all together. So therefore, the Rav Soloveitchik explained that maybe that's why we hold the Sefer Torah by Kiddush HaChodesh, to show that Chaverim Kol Yisrael, the reason why we have the ability and we have the power to be Mekadosh HaChodesh or to be Me'aber the Shana is only because we are Chaverim Kol Yisrael, because the Torah is Me'achid us together. And since we're all together, now we have the capability to actually make a Kiddush HaChodesh or a Kiddush HaLevana. I'm sorry, or Ibra Hashanah. So it's interesting when we think about the Yiratzen that we have in our Sidurim. So Minig Ashkenaz is to say Yiratzen Shatachadish Aleinu, a whole long Yiratzen there, which in the Gemara and Brachos is really called Tfilas Rab, that Rab used to say this Tfilah every single day after Shemoneh Esrei. So we pick it up and we say it by Kiddush HaChodesh. But it's interesting, if you look in the Minig Svard, they have, not Svard, in Svardim, I mean, they have the minig, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the minig of Svardim is to say a different Yehi Ratzon, that they say, L'kayim banu chachmei Yisrael, heim unashem uvneim uvnoseim. Instead of saying our long Yehi Ratzon that we're used to for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Birchas HaChodesh, so they say that Yehi Ratzon which we say every Monday and Thursday after we lay in Kriyas HaTorah. So they say, L'kayim banu chachmei Yisrael, heim unashem uvneim uvnoseim, v'salmideim. So where does that come from? So the Mefarshim on the Siddur explained that is really based upon the fact that we know that we need Bezdin to be Mekadosh LeChodesh and be Me'aber LeShana, so they're the ones who take a very important role in this whole process. So therefore, we're mispallel that the Ribbono Shalom should keep the Chachamim alive, and he should give us that opportunity to yet again be Mekadosh LeChodesh and be Me'aber LeShana the way we're supposed to with the Chacham. So that's why Minik Svard is that they say that Yehi Ratzon, which is a Tfilah L'Kayim Banu Chachmei Yisrael. The Levush explains, why do we say Misha Asa Nisim? Where does that come from? What does that have to do with anything? All of a sudden we just offer a tefillah Misha Asa Nisim, so we want him Huyigal Asan Bekarov. What does that have to do with Kiddush HaChodesh and with Birchas HaChodesh? So he writes that is based on the fact that we know that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and had a geula right at the time that we were given the mitzvah of Achodesh Salachem Rosh Chodashim. So he says, we're mispalled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that now the schus are being mekadesh l'chodesh again. Now the schus that we're keeping it, we want a geula again. So that's why we're mispalled, Misha Asanisim. We want v'galos ha'me'avdos l'chayrus. He, the one who gave us the mitzvah of Achodesh Salachem, is the same one that at that period in time took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us an absolutely complete geula. So we're mispalled again that he should take us out and he should... and he should yet again make a special geula for us. One last point before we daven Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is at 8:40. So one last point before we daven is that there are those who point out that it's a strange nusach that we use. We say, Shatechadesh aleinu es hachodesh hazeh. Right? That's what all our nuschalos have. That's what all our sedurim have. So there are those who point out, Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky quotes from Rav Kook, who quotes from the Aderis, his father-in-law, that it's really an improper statement. How do you say Shatechadesh aleinu es hachodesh hazeh? Hazeh normally means something that's in front of me. Right? So hazeh is the connotation, something that's right here. So how do I say Shatechadesh aleinu es hachodesh hazeh, which is going to be on Thursday? So there are those who say, Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky says, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was to take out the word hazeh. They say either es hachodesh haba, or they just don't say anything. They say Shatechadesh aleinu es hachodesh. But our minhag is that we do say hazeh. So it's a little bit of a question exactly how that fits in. We do find in a bunch of different places that hazeh has the connotation of right in front of me. There are five places in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's something I don't understand, and the Ribbono Shel Olam had to come and show it to him, and he said, hazeh. So those five examples are the following. Number one is Kiddush HaChodesh, where we said, HaChodesh hazeh lachem. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure exactly what the Levana looked like, so the Ribbono Shel Olam said, kazeh ra'eva kadesh, look at the Levana that I'm bringing out for you now, and now you'll understand exactly how to do Kiddush HaChodesh. That was example number one. Example number two is Moshe Rabbeinu said he doesn't understand how to differentiate between the shrutzim that are tamei and the shrutzim that are tahar. So the Ribbono Shel Olam came out and he said that I'm going to show you exactly what they are, and over there also the pasuk uses the lashon of zeh. That zeh means something that's right in front of me that I can point to. A third example we find is by the karbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu says he's not sure, he has all these mitzvahs about bringing karbanos, he's not sure exactly what they are. So over there also it says bezos, that over here, this is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam shows him exactly, chapter and verse, and he shows it to him exactly how he should do it. Fourth place is by Matzis HaShekel. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu said he's not sure exactly what the Matzis HaShekel looks like, and the Ribbono Shel Olam took a Matzbeah Shalesh and showed it to him. And the fifth place is that we find the Chumash that the menorah, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the tzivoy about making a menorah, so Moshe Rabbeinu said he's not sure exactly what the menorah looks like, and he asked that the Ribbono Shel Olam should show him an exact replica of what the menorah is supposed to be. So, all the Mefarshim raise a lot of questions, exactly, how could it be? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNaviim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Talmud Chacham ever. So you're going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu could understand every picture in Erevin, every complicated story in Yevamos? He didn't need any pictures for anything, but all of a sudden, when it came to making a menorah, to being a little bit creative, he couldn't figure out how to make a menorah. It was so much more difficult than everything else. He was able to learn Gan Shas and Kol HaTorah Kula, but he couldn't figure out how in the world are we going to figure out what the matveya is supposed to be like for the Matzis HaShekel. So the Mefarshim have this question. There are many, many answers, but I see we're out of time. Maybe it's for another time. Anyway, we should have a very successful month up ahead, and wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.